You're listening to Counselor Corner, the mental illness podcast for Havelina Nation, here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.
That's right. You're listening to Counselor Corner, the mental wellness podcast for Havelina Nation, brought to you by Student Health and Wellness Counseling Services at Texas A&M University, Kingsville. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Terry. We are two professional counselors here at SHW. Oh, and how can I forget about our other three counterparts, Cynthia Garza, Corey Martin, and Andrew Gregg.
Oh, and we also have four awesome interns.
Yes.
We have Sabrina, Samantha, Catalina, and Kendall.
Well, we're so excited to kick off our very first episode of Counselor Corner and share with you what we do, how we support students, and what it really means to be a JED campus. Don't forget, okay, you guys, don't forget, you can catch new episodes every Tuesday with the replay on Thursday, just in case you missed it, both of them at 4:45 p.m.
So we just want to kind of tell you guys that at Student Health and Wellness Counseling Services, our mission is so simple. It's to help Havelinas thrive. Whether you're managing stress, navigating relationships, or balancing life and academics, we're here to walk beside you through it.
That's right. We offer free and confidential counseling. Hold on, let me say it one more time, Kristen. I don't think they heard me.
For free?
Free, F-R-E-E. And confidential counseling to enroll students, including individual sessions, group therapy, workshops, and outreach events across campus.
And don't forget, Terry, we have that awesome relaxing moment chair. Oh,
how could I forget?
It is so nice. And again, it is faux free.
F-R-E-E.
No quarters needed.
And even when we're not in the office, support is still available to you all through the TELUS Health Student Support app, which gives you 24/7 access to mental health professionals anytime, anywhere.
At the end of the day, we just love meeting students where they are, whether it's at campus events, in the classrooms, and through wellness programs. Like right now, we have our grief support group going on at SHW, which is led by Andrew Gregg. That is on every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. So all you have to do is walk in and say that you want to join the support group, guys. And it's also free. Our goal is to make mental wellness approachable and a part of everyday student life. And now we get to do that with this podcast.
True. So let me tell you a little bit about being a JED campus. This is something we are extremely proud of. Our partnership with the JED Foundation. TAMUC is a part of the JED Campus Initiative, a nationwide effort to strengthen emotional health, substance misuse prevention, and suicide prevention on college campuses.
That's right, Terry. And through this partnership, TAMUC is working with the JED Foundation to create a comprehensive mental health strategy that reaches across academics, housing, athletics, student life, and so much more. It's not just about counseling. It's about building a community of care.
Exactly. Being a JED campus means that everyone, from staff and faculty to students and organizations, play a role in promoting emotional wellness. We're identifying protective factors, increasing access to care, and empowering students to support one another.
Yes, and that ties so beautifully into TAMUC's Caring Campus approach, where small acts of kindness, connection, and compassion make a lasting impact, whether it's checking in on a friend or reaching out for help for yourself. Every act of care strengthens our Havelina community.
So, let's switch gears and talk a little bit about gratitude. Since this is November, also my birthday month, we want to highlight gratitude because gratitude and mental wellness go hand in hand. And if you did not know, we have a lovely gratitude wall here where you can just write down on a sticky note, what are some things you are grateful for, and just stick it to the wall and show others, you know, what the many things that we all can be grateful for.
I love that. Dr. Weiss did such a great job.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Research shows that participating in gratitude can boost mood, reduce stress, and even improve sleep. So just practice it, you guys.
Yes, and it's so true. And even as counselors, we have to practice what we preach. One of my favorite ways to practice gratitude is through what's called three good things. At the end of each day, sometimes I have to take time to write down three things that went well, because sometimes days can be hard. And I also have to remember why they happened. It's a great way to help shift my mindset from being super stressed out to appreciation.
I love that, Kristen.
Thank you.
And gratitude doesn't have to be big, you guys. It can be as simple as being thankful for a morning cup of coffee, or a text from your significant other saying, I love you, or from a family member saying, I love you, or a beautiful day on campus. When we practice gratitude, we remind ourselves that we're supported and that we're a part of something bigger than ourselves. And speaking of bigger than ourselves, Kristen, if you don't mind me just throwing it out there, that today is also Veterans Day. And if you're listening on Thursday, this was Tuesday. And myself and one of our other counselors, Corey Martin, previously served in the military, and we're veterans. And my goodness, what it means to have served, and I am grateful and thankful for that opportunity. And I know many more people out there that have served. Some of our students are veterans, and some of our students are about to start serving in the military or currently do serve in the military. We want to say thank you so much. Yes. For doing what 1%. We are 1% of the population that do something that everyone else can't aren't able to do.
That's right, Terry. Thank you so much for serving. And I really appreciate you, Terry, and everything you have to offer as being a person and everything you've done, not just for your country, but here at SHW. And a shout out to my stepdad, Daniel Garza, who served 20 years as well. And to everybody, again, we thank you and we appreciate you. And we also hope that you're able to find gratitude through day to day as well.
Yes.
So we hope that this first episode gives you a glimpse into who we are as professional counselors and how TAMUK is building a culture that truly prioritizes student well-being.
Remember, taking care of your mental health is a sign of strength, not weakness. Mm. Every javelina deserves support and compassion.
That's right. So if you're a student at TAMUK, you can schedule an appointment by visiting Student Health and Wellness Counseling Services at 1210 Ratama. You can even give us a call at 361-593-5080. And one of our awesome receptionists will be able to assist you. And if you're not able to come and reach out to us, if you're having some anxious thoughts at 1 a.m. or whatever time on the weekend, you can download the TELUS Health Student Support app, and you can get that 24/7 mental health support and talk to a counselor there. You've probably seen those flyers around campus with the QR code, but it's, if you're going to download it on the app, it's the one with the grad cap with the hand.
Check out our website at www.tamuk.edu/SHW for past and present newsletters. Also, you'll be able to stay up to date with upcoming events, workshops, and future podcast episodes.
Until next time, take care of yourself and each other, Javelina Nation.
You're listening to Counselor Corner, here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.